Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, November 23rd. First of all, I want to wish everybody out there a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you can enjoy the time with your family and friends, but please be safe out there. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a penny, 657 and three quarters, December wheat down a nickel, 786 and a half, and jan beans down 4 cents, 1425 and three quarters. Currently, we've got crude oil down 270 a barrel. It's about 50 off its lows. We've been down 320 at one point here, but that might put a little pressure on the bean oil. Bean oil was down 49 ticks overnight. We did have a sale this morning of 110,000 metric tons of beans to China. You know, just a drop in the bucket here, but nice to know they're still looking at us for a little bit of business. We have a short day on Friday, closing at noon. We'll get export sales in the morning on Friday. Also, it's option expiration. So there could be, you know, some excitement here. We don't have, you know, the full trading complement around. A lot of guys started on their vacations last night or this morning. So it'll be interesting to see how many people, what kind of liquidity we have on Friday, but it could be an interesting day, as I mentioned. We know that Australia is selling wheat to China. U.S. wheat is very expensive around the world, so I don't see a whole lot of U.S. business being done anytime soon. We've got drier weather coming in Argentina. We've been dry out in the West. It looks like the West does get some rains, Texas, Oklahoma in that range, but we'll see if they actually get those rains. Anything would be helpful at this point. For the wheat that just got planted in the ground. Really not a whole lot of fresh news out here. The dollar's down 40 ticks. I don't think that'll have a big impact on the grains. Dow looks to open up a little bit lower. Bonds up a half a point. The metals mixed. Bitcoin up 300 a coin. So it looks like a fairly lackluster day. We'll see if the funds want to blow out a long corn positions. They're currently long 156,000 contracts of corn. That's down from about 240 to 250 just a couple of weeks ago. So they have been in here liquidating a fair amount of corn. Will they continue to do so? If December corn was to close under 650, I would say we'd see more long positions hitting the exits. So that's really about it. It should be a relatively quiet day with people on holiday, but we'll see how that works out. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.